We have a little bit to go before we get up to Kriya Shema. And as always, we're just going to start off with a little background in some of the learning aspects, and then we're going to move into some of the Makshava aspects that are there. But the Gemaras that we're going to be doing are also very relevant to understanding some of the thoughts behind the Birkas Kriya Shema as well. So we're going to start off with the Mishnah in Brachas, Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph. The Mishnah says, "B'shachar in the morning time, Mivarech Shtayim Lefaneha, V'achas Li'achrei." You're going to make two brachas before Kriya Shema, one bracha after Kriya Shema. Uba Erev, and in the stretch in the evening, then Mivarech Shtayim Lefaneha, V'shtayim Li'achreha. At night time, you got two before and two after. Okay. And JC Baskel, pass, okay. And as the Mishnah says, Achas Aruka v'Achas Ketara. One of the brachos is a long bracha. That means it both begins and ends with the words Baruch Ata Hashem. And one of the brachos is a bracha Ketara, the bracha Smucha Lechaverta, and doesn't begin with an opening bracha. So Baruch Ata Hashem Lekinu Mechon Yotzer or Rochoshech, etc. Yotzer Amoros, and then you just start off. I have a rabbi without starting with the words Baruch Ata. Okay. The Gemara now says as follows, right on that Mishnah. Mai Mevarich, what are these brachos that you're making? So Amrab Yaakov, Amrab Oshia, Yotzer, Or, Uvode, Choshech. That's the first one you're going to make in the morning. Says the Gemara, Leima, Yotzer, Or, Uvode, Noga. If you want to use a Lashon, Noki, so the Gemara says, there's a mile of using a Lashon Naki. So the Gemara says there's a more appropriate word that would be there. Kedichsiv Kamin, and says the Gemara, no, we're really paraphrasing a Pasuk. Ela me'ata, wait a second. If you're paraphrasing a Pasuk, Ose Shalom Uvore Ra Mi Kamina. We don't mi Kamin Kedichsiv. We don't say exactly the same thing it says in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Yotzer Ovecha Ose Shalom Uvore Ra, we don't do that. Eloksiv Ra v'karina hakol. There's the Gemara Lishna Malia because we want to say it nicely. Hachanami leima noga Lishna Malia. We should use the word noga, a nicer word for dark than just saying dark right out. Right. So elama Rava kedei lahezkir midas yom ba'layla midas layla ba'yom. Says Rava, the pshat over here is okay. An important thought we're going to develop and talk about later on. Rava says we want to make sure that you mention the midas yom at nighttime, and to mention midas laila by yom. You also want to make sure to mention the nighttime by day. You want to have the idea both by day and by night that the Kadosh Baruch Hu creates it all. There's not just the sun god, and there's not just the dark god. There's the he's everything. Phone call. Who is it?
Hello.
I think it's in the
copy. Says the. Says the yeah, I heard an amazing Ashgacha Pratis. It was a fascinating story. There was a guy who was supposed to go into a chasen in Bnei Brak, and he lived in Yerushalayim, and he some relative, whatever it was, and he really did not want to go. He had a shir at Daf Yomi shir that he was very, very into, and he didn't want to go on time for the chuppah, and he wanted to go to the shir instead of go to the chasana later. And he was getting a lot of pressure that that he should go to the from the beginning of the wedding, and he really didn't want to do that. He was very macbeth on the shir that he went to. And as someone pointed out, I have a whole series of like Daf Yomi shiurim and tapes, whatever it is. I'll give you like a thing, put it in your, I'll put it in the car. You do both, okay? You'll get like the Daf Yomi in and just drive. You'll be on time, okay? So he eventually buckled and said, "Fine, that's what I'll do." And he was driving to the chuppah. And he stuck behind somewhere, like I'm not sure where exactly in the road this was, but stuck behind a very, very slow-moving, very, very annoying truck. And we all know that those are very frustrating moments when he's just like, I'm going anywhere. And the whole reason he's on the road anyways because they wanted him to come on time to the chuppah. And now like he's like, schlepping, he's going to be late. Like the whole thing was like annoying. Like I'm missing the shiur, and I'm going to be late, and blah, 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 blah. He was just like very, very frustrated. So the guy did typical Israeli thing. He like tried to pass the truck on the left, so he went into like the opposite side, opposite side of the lane. But not a regular pass, and he jumped like into the wrong, the wrong thing. I think we do that here. And he was trying to spin ahead. And as he was just like about to pass the truck, I was just about to pass the truck. So like he heard like a police siren, like they like caught him, like he like because was like going illegally on the wrong lane, and like he like just like slammed over to the thing. And as he was trying to slam over to the road, like another big massive like truck had like come the other way, like and I would have managed to just like hit him, and he not got caught, you know, by the police. So his initial reaction was that's like, you know, Varsham, an amazing thing. I want the ticket, but you know, at least I didn't get killed by the car. It's a fair, you know, trade. It's worth the 100 shekel. And he gets to the side of the road. And there's no police car to give him the ticket. Like looking around, like, you know, like what, like what's like a weird thing? They're siren over, but like where's the police car? They're like, okay, I don't know. I figured maybe who knows what, the guy just giving him a warning. So he drove to the wedding. On the way back from the wedding, when he was driving home, he was listening to the shiur again. He wanted a chazar from the, you know, from the thing, and he heard on the tape of the shiur that for whatever it was, like the last daf yomi cycles, a police car drove by like the place that she was giving, whatever it was, and bidiyuk at that moment he was there. I was about to get by the truck and wasn't really totally paying attention. That he got up to that place on the tape and he went over to slam to the sail. Unbelievable! Like the Kaddish Baruch Hu works everything out. Like that tape, that thing, that whatever it is, that was whatever. Anyway, now so the Gemara says, I just think about the phone, whatever it is. Phone.
Yeah,
good story.
Yeah.
At one point, it's a great story, but if we wouldn't have went to the class in the first place, it would. I'm the same.
Yeah, okay. Trying to get it all in. Now, it says the Gemara like this: Bishlam amidas laila bayom. I understand that you're mentioning the fact that Hashem creates night during the daytime. Kedarmina, we actually say that Yotzer or Ubore Choshech. Hashem created everything. Elamidas yom ba laila hechi mishkachasla. But to mention daytime during the nighttime brachos. We don't do that. Where do we find that? Like Mary, what has it got? Shebid Varo, Mary Varovim. All that stuff. But we don't say something about the date. It says the Gemara. No, Amar Abaye, Golel or Mipnei Choshech, VeChoshech Mipnei. Or eventually, if you keep on going with the bracha, you'll see that that does get thrown in. That's the first bracha. VeIdach Mayhi. What's the next bracha? There's two before Kriyashma. So the Gemara says Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ava Rabba. That's the bracha. Tanina mihachi ein omrim avas olam ela ava rabba. You don't say avas olam, that's chazik somewhere in the nach, but you say ava rabba. The Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan argued on all of the above, and they say avas olam. V'chein omer, it's a pasuk. If you have us olam ahavtich, al kein meshachtich chosed, I loved you forever. And therefore, I'm going to draw you along with me with expressions of chesed. Tosis points out on that Gemara right over there, in light of this machlokas, Hilkach Tiknu Lomar Bishachris Abba Rabba of Arvis Avas Olam. That's where we get the famous split between the two. Okay, that just background.
One time we're not going to yield to the other.
Say both. Now, the that Gemara we're gonna again refer back to as we go along, but it's gonna leave it right there again because Kriya Shema Tekana based on a Mishnah, right? Yeah, the Gemara lays out what the basic texts of the brachos are. Now, there's we learned earlier that the same in the Hemshech of these Gemaras and the few Beis and brachos. The Gemara points out that the themes of the brachos that we say are based on another famous pasuk of the Hagid, Baboker Chazdecha. That's the Gemara says in Daf Yibes in reference to the brachos after Kriya Shema, right? Lahagid baboker chazdecha. In the morning time, we speak about all the chazdei Hashem, about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Emunoscha baleilos. In the night time, we speak about Aramuna and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us out in all the different dark and not always so great stages of our life. He will bring about the future Gula and so on and so forth. Okay, one quick note about the brachos, and then we're going to speak more about some of the thoughts and the ideas behind it. It's a very, very interesting Rashba, which is the Rashba is used to be Matari to catch that the Rashba was asked about a Rambam. Let's just back up for one quick moment and note that there is a large machlokas amongst the Rishonim about the exact geder of the Birkas Kriyashma. Are these actually what we call Birkas HaMitzvah? These are brachos on the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, or are they just brachos that Chazal instituted before and after you say Kriya Shema, but they're not actually like a bracha on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema itself. And one of the famous nafkamin is behind that is whether or not one is allowed to or not allowed to, could or should not, enter Amen after the bracha of Oev Amo Yisrael or Abochir B'Amo Yisrael B'Yava if it's a birkas of mitzvah, so you can't have a hefsek. You can't like wait for the chazan to finish and then say Amen and then go on. If on the other hand the brachos are not really a birkas of mitzvah, they're just brachos that were instituted around to accompany the Kriya Shema, so then obviously there wouldn't be a problem of a hefsek in answering Amen. And we know the famous Hachra that the Mishabura had recommended doing, which was that you just try to avoid the problem by saying that last bracha along with the chazdan, and that way you just there's no shy that you don't have to answer Amen, and that's the way you get out of that particular issue. That's the machlokas that we just mentioned that we're not going to talk about anymore, at least not for right now. But the Rashba has asked a very, very interesting question, and this is going to be something that we're going to use to build a lot of the thoughts about the Birkas Kriya Shema on. There's a psak in the Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel, in Hilchos Kriya Shema. Safek kara Kriya Shema, safek lo kara. If a person does not remember if he said Kriya Shema or not, he doesn't remember. So the rule is supposed to be if you have a Sveika d'oraisa, we always know that you Sveika d'oraisa chum. You have to read again. Chozer v'korei u'mevarech lefaneo u'leachreha. The Rambam paskins, you go back and you read again, but you also have to make the brachos before and after. I have a suffix about the mitzvah, so I have to do the mitzvah again with the brachos. Now, the Rashba was asked a question. The Kesef Mishnah on the side of that Rambam brings this Rashba. Rechuvas HaRashba Simin Shin Kav Kasef. The Rashba writes the following: Adayin Kasha Divrei Rabbeinu. I have a problem with the Rambam. Shehu Zal Kasef Mefurash. The Rambam writes Beferish. It's in Hilchos Brachos, if I'm not mistaken, Perikut Aleph. The Rambam writes, also in one other place, I don't remember exactly where it is though, Shekola Brachos de Rabban. Brachos are always de Rabban. And Vakoshin is stapik him, Osa Mitzvah. If a person has a suffix about a mitzvah, Alpha Pisha Iker Sias a mitzvah de Oraisa, even if the mitzvah itself is de Oraisa, Osho Misubik Imuchayavo. Or let's say you're not sure if you did the mitzvah, you're just not sure if you were ever chayav in the mitzvah. For example, Milas Misha Nolad Mahol. The Gemara is a sugya about a nolad mahol, a child born without an orla, without a foreskin. Do you have to give a bris mila? Do you have to poke the child to do a mila? Is there any kind of mitzvah mila? Shmini de sukkah, shu safek shvi, or shmini atzeres and chutzar, it's safek sukkah, safek shmini atzeres. So what do we do? The Rambam paskins, the famous halacha, lo mevarchinon klal. You don't make a bracha. You do the mitzvah. You have to go the chumrah, but you don't do the bracha part. So if you do a milas nolad mol, you do this a milas androgynous. So a couple of examples where this comes up. You have to be machmir to do the mitzvah, but you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. Now, the pashas is that the Rambam is telling us is that when you have a suffix, if you did a mitzvah or not, there's basically really two different sveikos. You have a suffix about a mitzvah de oraisa. You have a separate suffix about the chiyuv to make a bracha before you do a mitzvah, which is a chiyuv only de rabbanan. And since I have two different sveikos in hand, the way we paskin, at least the way the Rambam paskin, there's a certain machlokas Rambam and Ravid about this, but the way the Rambam paskins at least is that you split ticket. Right? What do? The mitzvah itself, which is a fashura chiyuv d'oraisa, that you're going to do. The other suffix about the am I chayiv to make the bracha on this suffix mitzvah, that we're going to say that's only a suffix. The rabbanan suffix, the rabbanan is going to be lakula. The Rashba now was just asked, let's just spell it out over here more clearly. The Rashba was just asked, so now I don't understand. Here in Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Rambam paskins for is that if I have a suffix kora kriya shema I'm chozer v'kore u mivarech lefaneo uliach reha. So the Rashba is being asked right now why would that be true? That seems to go against the rule. So if I have to read the kriya shema again, but why am I making the brachos again? The Rashba answers v'chein heishiv l'chachmei luniel. This is the answer that the Rambam gave to the Chachmei Luniel who had posed that question. And he omer b'ulai l'das harav shehu sover. The Rambam probably holds, d'me'ikara kach hoisa takana. This was the takana, kol shu chay of dikros, kori l'chatchilo im birkos seh. The Rashba says, the Rambam here is telling us a very important yesod. And that yesod is, is that the din of Birkas Kriyashma was not like the other brachos, where there's a mitzvah and there's a bracha that you make before you do the mitzvah. The Birkas Kriyashma are something very, very different. When the Chazal instituted these brachos, the brachos were instituted as part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, an extension, midrabanan, of the Kriyashma de'oraisa. In other words, the way the Rabbanan packaged, right, formed the mitzvah of Kriyashma, is that you don't just say those psukim, but you have to say the brachos before and after as well. And that's the way to do the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So for example, right, we know midrabanan, a person can make Kiddush without a cup of wine. Midrabanan, you have to hold a cup of wine when you make Kiddush. So now, what the Chazal told you, right, if you want to do the mitzvah of Kiddush, you have to make sure to do it right. You have to follow all the rules, all of the halachas that are there, and explains the Rashba that this din of Kriyashma, the pshat and the brachos, is that the brachos are part of the mitzvah. Again, we're not getting into the discussion, are they a birkas and mitzvah or a separate tefillah, but they were instituted, the Rashba says, as a chelik of the Kriyashma itself. If I have a suffix, if I read Kriyashma, and I want to do the mitzvah again, the only way to do the mitzvah is
the brachos.
Along with the brachos. So that's part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Yeah.
So with the Rambam hold, if you're running late, you won't be able to stick Kriyashma in the
beginning of that? So what Chaim Brisker pointed out was that according to this analysis of the Rashba, the time-honored practice of people going to late minyanim and Minig Yisrael, people going to late minyanim and saying Kriyashma before they go, right? They have Kriyashma at 9:11, you want to go to the 9:10 minyan, so it's not really totally going to work out. If you're lucky, it's not going to work out. So what do I do? So people, so you wake up at 8:59, you mumble some Kriyashma, right? Makabal Omalchus Shemayim, it's beautiful, right? In bed, late in pajamas, and you go to shul afterwards, right? And you say Kriyashma before. Reb Chaim pointed out that according to the Rambam, that's the absolute total Rambam, the Rashba, that's the absolute total wrong thing to do. The only way to be Yotzei, the way one is supposed to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Kriyashma, is to have the Kriyashma sandwiched along with the brachos. And therefore, Reb Chaim Paskin, halacha l'maisa, that if one has a choice of davening b'yechidus or davening at a minyan that's going to be missing this man Kriyashma, one must daven at home, not with a minyan, in order to do the basic mitzvahs properly. Davening with a minyan is the very, 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 very important icing on the cake. Extremely important icing on the cake. Really should not be missed, icing on the cake. The only time one misses davening b'tzibur is when one is trying to be frum, and then you don't go to minyan. That means when you have enough yir shamayim to know that I want to make sure to do the kriyashma properly, so then one can, one can and should daven privately, and then daven and go to the shul for Kriyas HaTorah, for Musaf, whatever it would be, to hear Baruch and Kaddish, but one should avoid davening at Minyanim that do not make Kriyashma, because that's pushed against the basic takana of what the Birkas Kriyashma are all about. The Kriyashma should not be said separate and distinct from the brachos. If there are other sfeikos that are involved, let's say you're davening at a Meir of Minyan, and it's like the Mincha Meir, and they're davening at a time that, you know, according to some shitos is really this man, others not. So you might want to be machmir to read Kriyashma over again, but there it probably would be okay if it's already a time that might be a zman. It would probably be okay to read along, because you probably were yotzei, the good chance you were yotzei, before. And if a person likes to be machmir for the mugging of Ramzman in Kriyashma Shachris, the first man, and they could go to a minyan in the davin that makes the second zman of creation, that makes the Grozman, so then one could lay before him, because the Ikersman, let's say, is like the Groz. That's the Brisker of the Paskin. The Ikersman is like the Groz. So Chumrah, they can say creation before him, but Lamaisa, they're going to be Yotze when when they're there during Shul. So one should not worry, even though right now the Yeshiva Shabbos Shachris Mini does not make the Muggin of Ramzman, you are still allowed to come. I know there are some who feel they were super briskers and were davening early upstairs, but do not fear. One certainly can daven at our late 8:30 minyan, and as long as you're making the Grozman, so that's okay. What was that? When do we daven? 8 o'clock. Sorry, even our 8 o'clock minyan does not make the... Yeah, scratch that. Sorry. So I am coming late. Yeah, I'm coming 8:30. Yes.
Would you also have to finish the brachos by the time?
No, because the brachos have a din of tefillah. The zman for the brachos is based on the zman tefillah, an hour after the kriyah. Now, usually you're going to end up saying them close to the zman at least, you know, within that minute. But as long as you're saying the kriyah along with the brachos technically can be said an hour later than the kriyah. Very good question. Okay, with that in mind, let's now begin to analyze in the world of machshava a little bit more the birkos kriyashma. Okay, and the reason why I say with that in mind is we just really learned a very, very important yesod over here. And that is, just to repeat and reiterate, and to say it again, okay? Whatever, chazara, okay? That we just learned that the brachos are, now just to make sure we understand the idea, when we say that the brachos are part of the mitzvah of kriyashma, right? That essentially you're saying is that these brachos have certain integral themes to them, ideas behind them that are going to be, that they're going to enrich your Kriya Shema, that are going to allow the Kriya Shema, the Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, to be done in its most full kind of a sense. Without these particular tefillos, you're going to be missing out on what the Kriya Shema is. So therefore, Chazal put it all together to make sure that we have the right idea. Okay, so with no further ado, we're right now going to learn two introductions. I mean, hopefully two introductions to the what's going on during the Birkas Kriya Shema, and then after we're done with that, we're going to work through quickly some of the features of the brachos themselves. But right now, we're just like looking at them from a more general perspective, so we get the feel for what we're supposed to be doing and thinking during that time. So just by way of giving credit where credit is due, that the basic ideas that we're going to speak about right now are found in two different svarim. One of them is called the Orat Safon by the Altar Slavatka, a collection of the Shmuzer from the Altar. That I did not have available on any of my computer things, so I opted to give you the same version, the same idea, which is found in the Tanya, in Perek Mem Tes, but they're what do you call it? It's Shnei Neviim Hashem and Jeshus Nabdu B'Sinyon Echa. Got a problem?
Yeah. Was the altar before the Tanya?
What was that? Oh, Jewish history.
After
wow.
After.
Some guy just after called me yesterday. He wanted to know if he could come and give a series of Jewish history classes in yeshiva. And I like, nah, I'm a loser. But maybe it's not so crazy. Maybe it's not so crazy. Okay. It's a little bit after. A little bit after. About 100 years after. Okay. Okay, so we read as follows. Okay, ubeze yuvan tuv tam v'das tekanes chacham shetiknu birkas kriyashma shtayim lifanei. We're going to now explain in a good way. We're going to give you some good reasons and ideas behind the tekanes chazal of these brachos of kriyashma. The lechura ein lahem shayches klal im kriyashma. Because at first light, he says, the brachos don't really seem to be all that connected to the Kriya Shema. The Rashba is not the same Rashba we read. It's a Rashba in brachos, so the Rashba Shita happens to be that they're not a Birkas mitzvah. And what he's pointing out is, so what's the idea? Birkas Kriya Shema, and it's not even a bracha on the Kriya Shema. What are we doing? Lama kara osan birkos Kriya Shema v'lama tikno osan v'fanei adavka. Why do I have to do this? The pshat is as follows: Sheikar Kriya Shema, v'kayim b'chol levavcha b'shnei is a misprint b'shnei yitzrecha. The one of the main points of the Kriya Shema is the idea of the Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim and the Avos Hashem that a person is meant to express. The truth be told, if you look in the Chovas HaLevavos is Masbir, and maybe we'll get up to this if we ever get up to Kriya Shema, that all the mitzvos that are found in the first parasha of Kriya Shema are all, we're going to call, extensions of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. These are the ways that a person is going to come to a full measure of Avas Hashem. And again, he delineates all those things over there. Fascinating enough, of course, if you look in the Rambam and say for Ava, you'll find that that's where these inyanim are, what it called, are found. Okay. A person wants to be Mekayim B'chol Levavacha. You know the famous drash in the Gemara in Brachos, B'chol Levavacha, with your entire heart, means even the things that you think are bad, the negatives, the yitzhar, you take it all and somehow or another focus and challenge to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Dehainu, la'amod neged kol moneya mi'avas Hashem. A person is going to want in his life to be able to stand up against all those things that are going to prevent us from being able to grow in Avas Hashem the way we actually want to. Those things, I put dot, dot, dot over there because I didn't want to read some of the examples that he gives. But he speaks about different family issues that sometimes people might have and other things. Again, Ayin Shom, if you want to check out some of your things and then go out there and fight the battles that have to get fought. Ve'eich yavoh adam achumri el midazu. How can a person who is corporeal, how can a person who is physical, made of chumrius, ever really be able to get to that idea that I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that there's nothing that's that if you never saw the, probably never, did you ever see Laverne and Shirley before?
Who?
Oh, whatever, it's an old TV show. But there was a but don't worry about it. Okay, so there was a, they used to sing a song on that thing, but it was really a different, a different tone called Ain't Nothing Gonna Break My Stride. That's the idea that a person has to have when it comes to Avas Hashem. How does a person do that? B'kach sidru tchila birkas yotzer or. So the first ingredient in the recipe to be able to develop a proper yearning for the Ribbono Shel Olam, a proper way to reach out and say, I'm going to totally be meshaved myself to a Kaddish Baruch Hu in every way possible, that's going to be found in the brach of yotzer or. Now you have to be a little bit intelligent to like appreciate all this, but we're going for the gold over here. Shom ne'emar v'nishneis be'arichos. There it was said and repeated at great length. The inyan v'seder ha'malachim ha'omdim barum olam. We speak about all the things that the malachim that are standing up in the heights of the heavens, or lahudia gedulasa shel kadosh baruch hu, they're all pronouncing and letting be known the greatness of Hashem. Eich shekulam b'teilim la'oro yizbaruch. All of those malachim are nothing compared to the great light of Hashem. Mashmiyim b'yira, they're gonna with awe and fear pronounce their statements of commitment and belief to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Makdishim, they're sanctifying. Va'omrim b'yira kadosh kadosh, etc. Kolomer, who moved al mehem. We know the word kadosh, right, means separate and distinct and different. Even the malachim are saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we think malachim are like angelic. They're spiritual. They're awesome. And even those great malachim, right, realize in comparison to Hashem Himself, we're like totally separate, distinct, and nothing. Eino mislabesh ben bevichinas gilui. Even in the world of the Malachim, he's not really so revealed to them. But rather, what's happening is that the real covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is where? Milo kol ha'aretz kvodo. She kinesis Yisrael. L'mayla v'Yisrael l'mata. Canal. That refers to the idea that there's two corresponding units. Now again, we're not going to get into all the thoughts behind this, but the different Svarim speak about it's a very, very important idea that Klal Yisrael has a pair up in Shemayim. There's an organic spiritual being called Knesset Yisrael. That means Klal Yisrael that exists. Knesset Yisrael is something that's above time, above place. All of us that are sent into this world as Jews are part of that unit. But the truth is, right, there have been a lot of Jews before us, a lot of Jews after us. We're all connected to each other. And the Ribbono Shel Olam only really shows himself and relates to Klal Yisrael, both in Shemayim and here down on earth, even more than those Malachim. V'chein ha'ofanim v'chayas ha'kodesh barash gadol, with great trembling and awe, they say, Baruch Kvod Hashem mimakom. L'fisha ein yodim ha'masigim makom. They can't possibly know or comprehend his place. Kihu levado marim v'kodesh, he alone is up there exalted and holy. V'yacharkach. Then we have a bracha shniya. I'm going to read them. I'm going to explain in a shorter version. There's a second bracha. Avas olam avtano Hashem Elokeinu. And Davin is expired, so they have a slightly different version. Kolome hiyach kol tzva ma'ila hakadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left aside abandon all of those holy things up there in Shemayim, all of those malachim. And what? Hishre Shrinaso Aleinu Lios Nikra Elokeinu. He wanted to rest his Shrina on me and you and say, you're going to be the ones that are going to bring about the fact that I'm the God in this world and in control of this world. Kamalo Ke Yavram Kenal Hainu Ki Ava Dochekes Habasar. Love can push anything aside. V'lachein Nikra Avas Olam, it's called everlasting love. She bechina simsum ora gadol habilti tachlis lizlabish bebechina zvul nikra olam ba'avur avas amal yisrael kedei lekarvim elov v'dikala b'yichud v'achdusa yizbarach. Symbol English translation. Avas olam, it means as follows. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is so infinite, who is so awesome and so amazing, and the truth is we really can't comprehend it all. He took himself and put himself in a state of he'elim, of ha'alama, of being hidden. Put himself in a world and said, you guys, the Jews, the Klal Yisrael, are the ones that I'm going to work with, and you're going to be the ones that have an ability to attach yourselves and become close to me. Avas Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much that he's willing to put himself into this world, into this hidden world, and be recognized and elevated and sanctified through us. V'zeshakosu, that's what it says, Chemla Gedola V'yaseira. Hashem had a great compassion, and Yaseira, what does Yaseira mean? Extra. It was great and extra. What does that mean? Yaseira al kirvas elokim b'shevachot tzva meila. He gives us an extra dose of love, even more than all the things, the way he loves all the heavenly hosts. Bono b'cherete b'kol mikol am v'loshen. You chose us amongst all of the nations and languages. Hu aguf achrumi ha'izbe from reyus of the gufi umas olam. We in our physical guf, we look and appear the same way everyone else does. But we know that's not really true. Kerav Tano, you brought us close to you. You took us and said, you guys are not going to be the same as everybody else. You're much higher, you're much more kadosh. Again, we're the ones who are lahodos. We recognize, we thank slash admit that he's the God in the world. Perish Adar Yizbar Makam Acher. That word is going to be explained later. We speak about Liachedcha. We're going to become one with you. We call him Bihudo Yizbarach Kanal. If a person is really now, well, let me just, he explains, Vihina Kasher Yasim Amaskil Eila Devar Malumka Delibu Mocha. When an intelligent person takes all of those thoughts and puts them into the depths of his mind and heart, Azai Memela Kamayim Apanam the Panam Tislait, Nafshova Tislabish Baruch Nadibali Snadiv Lahaniach Laz of Kola Sherlo. A person will be so enthused and so inspired and just so overcome with a special ruach inside of him that says, I just want to forget about everything else in this world. Barak ledovka bo yizbarach. I just want to be attached to him. V'likolel ba'oro v'deveka chasheka. I want to be just attached to him with the devekas, with a love. V'chinas neshikin, like we're kissing of the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'izdabkos rucha baruch, and his spirit and ours becoming one. What do we just say in simple English terms? Very, very easy idea. When a person stops and contemplates for a second, and again, we often dive in quickly, so we don't always have enough time to really think about this. That's why you have to learn the thoughts and the ideas from beforehand. When a person takes a look at the big world order, right? And we speak about the idea, again, that these are all in conjunction with some of the things we learned a couple of months back when we spoke about the whole section of Birkas Kriya Shema in the cycle of the four stages of the tefillah. I don't know if you remember that at all. Well, Chazar over the right, because everything starts to come together as you put piece by piece together. But when a person stops and contemplates with all of those amazing things that are going on in Shemayim, all of the Brios that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created, all the Heilu Gezachen that exist up in the Shemayim, with all of that, that even they, right, don't really have an ability to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to attach themselves to him. They're who they are, and that's it. And they do all their cool, fascinating things. But the Ribbono Shel Olam said, you know what? What I really, really want is that I should be discovered, related to, brought out in this world that we're living in. And not only that, but dafka by you, by Klal Yisrael, the Jews and only the Jews. So we sort of trace that theme, if you notice, through all the different lines that are there during the bracha. And the tremendous, tremendous schus that a person has to be part of that. So when a person stops and says that of all of the I just, again, a mashal amad of redoma, if a person was I don't know. You're sitting in a. I'll just give a good mashal before a bad mashal, but you're sitting in some massive shir klali by the Gadol Hador, and there's thousands of people are there in like this big, you know, massive thing. And this is like the shir of the century, Siyam Hashas, whatever. Not really shir of the century, but there's only like hundreds of thousands of people there. And whoever the Gadol Hador is gets up and he looks out at the crowd and he says, "Hey, Josh, how you doing?" Right? So you'll be like, "Hey," right? The Gadol Hador, he noticed me, picked me to be the guy that, you know, that he smiled at, right? Not just because, like, you got on TV when they did that, but because, like, you appreciate the fact that someone noted that he, that massive, great person, had noticed me and singled me out, and you feel overcome. You feel very good, very special about such a thing. When the Ribono Shel Olam, the creator of the world, does that same exact thing, and we take the time to paint the picture, we give a whole depiction of all of the massive world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Yotzer Or, Baruch Hoshev, Oseh Shel Vayesach, everything was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of the spiritual things that we don't really see, and all the physical things that we used to see. And Im Kol Zeh, the Baruch Shalom says, "You're the guys that I want, and you're the one for me." A person says, "Hey, that's like really, really sweet. I feel really special about that." When he, and that's the feel and the attitude that the person walks into the Kriya Shema with. At that moment in time, he's more ready than ever before to be able to properly now say, "Hey, Ribono Shel Olam, I love you too," right? Because you want to reciprocate that, you know, that feeling. And now, if the person again was misboning properly on the things that he said, it's a very, very moving and motivating way to reach out to the Ribono Shel Olam. Let's remind ourselves, right, that as we said a number of times in the past, in the name of the Chovas HaLevavos, at the beginning of the Sefer, the Hakdamah to the Chovas HaLevavos, he says every mitzvah that a person does has the Chovas HaIvarim and the Chovas HaLevavos. What he calls an avoda b'chutz and avoda b'fnim. There are the things that we do, and then the things that are supposed to be thinking and feeling. Right? The ikar of any mitzvah is the ma'isa mitzvah that you're doing. It's always good and always nice and great, even to actually understand the thoughts behind what it is that we're doing. So what we discuss now, right, are some of the thought processes. A person is meant to take the time to actually contemplate. Contemplating means you have to use your mind. Use your mind means, so you got to spell it out, right? Use your mind means that it's not just enough to say the words. It's certainly not a good idea to sleep through the words in the morning and be like half dead and mumbling and not quite sure where I am and keep repeating and being all over the place and whatever it is. It's certainly a good idea to try to be awake, but even if we're awake and saying the words, right, that by itself is not quite enough. If we say the words without understanding even English translation, we're also not really going to get all that much out. Even if we know all the English translation that's there, a person has to be taking the time to actually appreciate what it is that's going on and what it is that he's actually saying. If the Chazal saw fit, as he saw in that Tshuva Zerajba, to say that this is a part of your Kriya Shema, right, it is certainly then very important to make sure that I'm taking advantage of that, right? And I'm not just saying things that I'm actually not, it's also for Kriya Shema, by the way, later on, and not just to say the words but to actually make it meaningful. But that process begins over here by the brachas. Okay, we're out of luck over here because the Maral is a little on the long side, and I actually really do want to explain. It has some very, very, very beautiful ideas, a bit different from what we just read, and some very, very, very important thoughts. But we're just not going to get anywhere. Yeah, yeah.
What's the color bias in the current condition? Why are we saying that color pollution from the birth?
Says it, he just explained. The Shiras HaMalachim says that even the Malachim, the word Kadosh means that you should be Prushim. Right? Kadosh means Parer, separate, distinct from other things. Even the Malachim say, when we like the Ribono Shel Olam, we realize that he's separate, 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 is the Lord of Hosts. Right? He's like very, like over there, like there's us and him. They're closer, so to speak, so they can actually look and say, "Wow, that's like we're nowhere near there." We're describing for ourselves there with all their greatness, right? Even there, the lack of real understanding and lack of real depth of perception and lack of real relationship. The next Shira, again, we're not discussing now why some are from these angels and that angels. These are all discussions that are way past the scope of our discussion right now or ever in this series of shiurim. But those are things that you'll learn about a different time. The next shiur that was sung, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimakomo, is saying that we, Yofanim, we recognize that there is, he has like some place. Where is that? And I don't know, like whatever that is, like wow, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimakomo. And we're reminding ourselves that with all of that, right, the way that Baruch Shalom wanted to work things out is the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, I'm going to be found down there with you. Right? And that's where I want to be brought out, and that's where I want to be able to connect to in the most deep and profound kind of ways. A person realizes that, he says, wow, we're in a very, very special position right now. And that's a big push for us to really try to be reaching out to the Baruch Shalom as best as we can. Yeah.
Lamaisa, if we're supposed to say the bracha with the chazan, but if we don't, if we're behind, do we answer, or we don't, or
and if, read like normal, read as straight, go straight from the beginning to the end.
And then if you already said it and now they're coming up to it, do you say amen or no?
You don't say it again. No.
Okay. You don't say amen.
It depends. Where I'm not sure you're referring to.
So after, let's say you said it already. You said the bracha.
What bracha?
Yeah.
Yes, he did not say amen. Hey, the machlok is the post. I have to find the post. I can get a psak. Don't speed up. Just wait for him. That's the best way to do it. Okay. Great. Okay, we're going to call it for over here today. And